חוגגים ראש השנה. דאבד הסכם ראש השנה. Couple parts. The Gemara brings down ראש השנה as imru לפני מלכויס כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. דאבד ראש השנה as imru לפני מלכויס. To say Malchias, Kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, Imbu lefonai zichroinois, Kedei sheyale zichroichem lefonai letoivo, Ubame b'shoifo. Let's see the Gemara. What is the pshat that the avoide of Rosh Hashone is Malchias? The Iker Avoda, you know, they say over from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, a person says, if I would be a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I would give this person a little bit more money. I would give this person kids. This person I would give a little bit more covet. This person maybe I would push down his nose a little bit. You know, different people. If I would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I would take care of things the way they had to be taken care of. Chofetz Chaim said, if I would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I would leave it exactly like it is. Because I think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing the best job. This is Be'etzem Yesod Emunasim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, and he's doing the best job. He's taking care of everyone the way he has to be taken care of. And he does the good for every person. And he's Melech Toiv U'Meitiv. And we believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can do everything. The Goyen says that our emunah is that the Mechadash Betuvay B'chol Yom Tov Mid Ma'aseh Bereishis, that the reason that things are like they are, the reason the building is standing, is not because it was built a year ago, 2 years ago. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadash Betuvay B'chol Yom Tov Mid Ma'aseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadash at every moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadash the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the reason the building is standing because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mechadash the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And every minute he's mechadash it. So be'emes, in the next minute that he's mechadash the building, he could mechadash him another room. Or when he's mechadash the other person, he could mechadash him with a little bit better midas. Or he could mechadash him with less kas. He could mechadish the world and Yenim will not be so sick. It's not a shverkeit for him to do it. The fact that things exist the way they exist is not a reason for a second for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that the next moment things will be the same. For Hashem, he doesn't need to leave it like it is. It could change the whole time. That change, he's Be'etzem, the Yoytzer Bereishis, he's the one that is creating the world. And every second the world is created, it's up to him. This is Be'etzem, Emunah and Boira Olam. The Yesod of Rosh Hashanah is to stand in Rosh Hashanah and to believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Melech Olam. Everything is up to him. He's running it the best. And the only thing that we have what to do is that he gave us that some of the things, if we will ask, he will change. Be'etzem Hashem doesn't need our help. Like I said from the Chofetz Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Chofetz Chaim said, if I would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I would leave it exactly the same. Because I know he's doing the best job. He's giving to him what he has to have, and to him what he has to have. He's doing the best job. He's not missing out. He doesn't miss what is happening, Chas V'Shalom. Iyoyv, told the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shema Nischaref Lecho Ben Iyoyv Le'oyev. What Kadosh Baruch Hu answered Iyoyv? Ben Tipo Tipo Le Nischaref Li. Two drops of rain never touched each other. And you think that I got mixed up and I changed from Iyov to Oyev? What was happening to Iyov? He's the tzaddik Yisod Olam. And his kids dies, and his daughters die, and his money goes away, and everything goes back. It gets full of Yisurim. And he opens, he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, maybe I had a mistake. You don't realize I'm Iyov. Amalei ben Tipo Le Tipo Le Nischalef Li. Rebbeinu Shem doesn't need help. He's not having a mistake. He's building the world exactly the right way it has to be. The only thing is, some of the things he gives us the opportunity that it's done, that with tefillah maybe we could change. The Hayu, he does it like that, and he leaves us the option to daven. But he doesn't need help. The Hayu, you could say, sorry Hashem, I'll be a better person next year. Really sorry. Really sorry. I'm planning to be a better person. Come inside, come inside. Stop. Chesed for Rosh Hashanah. The first thing that a person has to understand when he's standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem doesn't need that you will tell him, oh, my roommate disturbs me, please get rid of it. I don't have money, you know, maybe you could send me a better check. He doesn't need to, he knows that. He doesn't need a reminder. He doesn't need a reminder. He's running the world, he's managing. Everything is running, the sun shines every day. Everything is standing. He doesn't need help. He doesn't need the help how to run the world. You could say, maybe I didn't behave good, I'll behave better. And he will decide if to give you or not to give you. He doesn't need more. And when a person comes to the Sakor in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. And he thinks the godless of Borei HaOlam. The godless of Borei HaOlam. Hashem has, the world is so big. We think about it. You know, in our days, science, we know that this world that we're on is a dot in the whole world. You could go with holes of hundreds of years of light. I don't know what it is. Yeah, Ein L'shayel. This whole world is one little crumb. You're standing in the sea and you see two little crumbs. The two crumbs are fighting with each other. You care? You mind? The whole world is a crumb by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's a lot. Because it's much less than that. And that crumb was Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Well, and now there's a couple of little people there. Me and another person. See, think someone cares about you? You care now that, you know, there's billions of fish in the water. They're eating up each other. It bothers you? You manage care? Why do you think Hashem cares that that guy is beating you up now? Well, he's beating me up. I'm telling you now, the fish is eating another fish. You want to try to stop it? It doesn't make a difference to you. Why do you think Hashem cares? The Torah says it doesn't make sense that He cares. All of the world, with everything, with all of our packed of tzaras, He even doesn't see it. It's nothing for Him. You care that the lion jumped on the zebra now in the jungle and ate it? Every second it happens. Bothers you? It doesn't bother you. So this big person hit you with a stick. You're sure in a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, sometimes someone does something bad for you. You're sure, like, you know, the Malach HaChabola will come. You know, this guy is such cruel. You're sure in a second he will slip, yeah? And nothing is happening. You know, this guy is such a rosh. You're sure something will happen to him. And he's matzliach, and he goes weiter. That lion also is carrying on eating more animals. No one bothers. And Hashem is not going to give us a lion forever. He will kill hundreds of zebras till he will die. Of us. Is it godless of Hashem? V'oviso tehilo mikrutzei choyim mechanite neshama v'hiti ilasecha. This is Shgocha Protis that we didn't believe in. That Hashem, even there is no reason, there is no sense that He will care. It's stars. Everything is big, is huge. We are mamash nothing. And in that nothing is millions of Yidden that are learned Torah and everything. And our generation is two people here. Person standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person has to be makir. This is Borei HaOlam. Know what? He's masking to look at me. and he also wants me to learn, and he also wants me to daven. So I say, what do you want me to learn? Well, about the tzu. What do you want me to daven? But Hashem, you know, you listen to me, so please give me money. You're not embarrassed to ask for it, even? No, folks. If you makir that he's Beira Olam, this is a reason for Beira Olam to be native to a person. The avoid of Rish Hashanah, the aleph base of avoid of Rish Hashanah, is to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Hamlochim. Govoya Me'al Govoya. This is Melech Hashem. I'm a nobody. And Hashem was masking to listen to my tefillahs, to take my learning and to change the world, and look on it, kilo, it's epis. Such a chesed Hashem. Even that doesn't make sense. Now, gave me a koyach to say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kule b'chvoidecho, and this will make him a bigger melech. And he made me a koyach that I could ask for a piece of schnitzel. So, Be'etzem Hashem doesn't need me. I'm a nobody. But he's masking to listen to my tefillahs. And he gave me a koyach to change the world. And to say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kule b'chvoidecho, Mashiach will come, and he will be considered Mashiach came because of me, and I created Kvod Shamayim, and I changed the world. This is the most thoughts on Hashem that could be. So when a person stands in Rosh Hashanah and that akore, the first thing that he yells is Meloich al kol ha'olam. If I have a koyach to do something, if you ask him to listen to me, you know what? I'm using my koyach to make the Ribbono Shel Olam bigger. To make Malchus Shamayim to come out. This is the reason all the twists of Rosh Hashanah, we daven a bikur for Kvod Shamayim. Now, like we mentioned already, from Chatzkel, that the ikur tefillah be'etzem, I said, Hashem doesn't need reminders. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need no reminders. He doesn't need it. He's running the world, he knows exactly. He wants us to be makir, that he's the one that created the world. This is the reason he gives us tzoras, we daven for him, so now we makir. But when a person is makir as this Beira Olam, you don't need for asking. This is what we brought down the Gemara in Metzia. It was the Tainis. And they said, who will daven? Rab Chiya v'Banav. And they went down, they said, Mashi v'Ruach. It was a big wound. Meirin HaGeshem, it started to rain. Kibol l'meim ha'mechaya ha'meisim. They were all names, Mashiach will come. So they sent Eliyahu HaNavi like a bear from fire, and he messed the whole minyan, and they stopped. If they were saying Talamot, would rain. They said Mashi v'ruach was wind. Moirid HaGeshem was rain. Why? The kids yell Mashi v'ruach HaGeshem when it rains. Zog Reb Chatzkel, you don't need to daven to Hashem. If you makir in Beira Olam, it rains. If you makir in Tchias HaMeisim, it comes. He doesn't need to remind it. Just the normal way for lower people to connect is, when you beg from someone, then it means that you think that he's the one that has the power. Well, if you go to ask a favor from someone, you believe that he's the one. So how a person knows that people believe that he's the guy if everyone is coming to beg from him? But Be'etzem, if he would know and there would be makir, he's the one without begging from him, it's the same thing. And according to Beira Olam, that he does everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a good year without asking. This is the first part of Malchus. This is the emes avoid of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not saying, in a second, avadi, you have to do all the other things because we're not holding here. But if a person could manage, during the psukim for Malchus, to get to that kore, how big is the world, how big is Beira Olam, and I'm a nobody, 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 nobody. I'm embarrassed even to ask for favors. But you're giving me a koyach, the first thing I'm using is Meloich al kol ha'olam. I have things. But I believe that Beira Olam is creating the world, and if he wants, all of my tzores tomorrow will not exist. And I know the Chofetz Chaim said that if he will be the Beira Olam, it will stay the same. I know he's doing the best. I'm mad on it. This is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah imru lefanai malchis kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. This is the avoid of Yoyim. Zog di yisayit v'sheresh avoidu. In these machshavas, in the middle of Pesukim Malchias, I don't know, I take a pasuk, I stop, you know. The big people know how to do it through the words. I stop. And I start to think, again, you have to be very careful. Some guys, they start to think of the black holes, you know. then they started stopping, and they see the thing that went to space and blew up, it's very quick. You start to think about Borei Olam, you spoke about the zebra with the lions, you remember a movie that you saw once, you understand what I'm saying? No, I'm serious, I'm speaking connected to Yitzhahore. Yitzhahore is there, fine. If you get to that Akore, if Malchi is, nothing bothers you. Your mamash feel, it's like Borei Olam is doing everything. I don't have to daven for Rosh Hashanah anymore. He's taking care. He's want to help all die. He doesn't need my help. I need to be a better person. I'll try to be a better person. Hashem, I really will try. I'll try. But also, and please, if I'll try, please. I'm managing. I'm designing. It's like a guy comes into surgery, yeah? So he has to pay good money for the doctor, yeah? So he tells the doctor, okay, the needle. I says, okay, I know. The needle here. And I said, one more time, I'm taking you out of the room, yeah? No, but I'm reminding you, the needle is here. Yeah? Hashem, I don't have money. The needle is here. It's no sugar. I was standing near a guy who was dying. I don't have, let me show what he was dying for. I said, what do you think he doesn't know? It's like the doctor, the needle, here. Took time to tell the guy, I'm sugar, we can't make him to sleep, Fine. We make him to sleep. It's the same thing. And for 2 minutes, I'm not saying, again, we have to daven. I'm not saying to stop to daven. Because we're holding it as madrege, and the way to connect to Borei Olam is to beg and ask. And it's a koyach tefillah. But it's a part of the avoida. This is the shpitz avoida. Zanti yaseid v'shoyrish. After 2 minutes or 3 minutes that you have this avoida doing malchias, desire yourself that you mask him to be meisar nefesh v'beir ha'olam. Val, this is b'emetz the whole world. And I'm a crumb. And it doesn't make a difference how much I want to enjoy my matzav and my crumb. I'm a nobody. But I could do nachas ruach to beir ha'olam and be closer by meisar nefesh. If I will die in Kiddush Hashem, I'm asking to my son nefesh for Borei Olam. Don't ask me to be my son nefesh, I'm asking to be my son nefesh. For a second. So you said, Rosh, and then you start to say, okay, so where's the Mesuz Nefesh I'm asking to do? I'm asking to jump off into the fire and to wake up early, yeah? Because most people I'm asking to jump into the fire, but to wake up 7 o'clock, they won't ever do it. Not a chokhmah, just to speak about, yeah, for sure, if they come with a gun, I will say, kill me, and I will be ma'isul nefesh. I want to try to think about, even for ourselves, I'm ma'isul nefesh that I'm doing for Borei Olam. I'm Eved Hashem. I'm ma'isul nefesh. Take one of the psukim of Malchias for 5 minutes, but you mamish mafsh yourself, you mamish believe in it. You mamish believe in it. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Im Leich Lo Yilu Boed. It's nothing. I'm nobody. It's Ke'afr De'are, Botel. And I could do Kvayt Shemayim. This is the Aleph piece. I went in the same Indian, speaking on this part, very low. It's two bus drivers, working in the company. One was number 7, one was number 18. Number 7 had 10 passengers a day. Number 18 had a couple hundred or thousands of people in his bus. Every morning, both of them, they get the same salary. Number 7 gets up, he looks, he sees number 18, it's packed. People are pushing and pushing, and they argue with the driver, and he pushes it, they close the door, they open the door. People are trying to get into the bus, out of the bus. It's Lebedee, it's Tutsach at the bus, yeah? His bus is mamish dead. Old men go on the bus every day. He's not jealous, He said, listen, that guy, how much money he's bringing into the company? Thousands. I bring back a day, they have even these, my passengers, everyone has these cars half price, yeah? I bring nothing to this company. The guy's mamish, I'm sure in a couple of years, that guy will be the head of the company, Mr. Tamer, yeah? He's mamish plotting his head off. Every day he comes home depressed. One morning he wakes up, tells his wife, I have a gewaldic idea. Again, she says, what? She says, listen. Tonight, you see I'm the best guy in the world. That's okay? He goes, he changes the number to 18. He goes to the 18 route, and he starts to drink. And he does it quick. He manages to take over 10,000 people that day. The end of the day, has a bag full with money. He runs to the company, look what I did for you today. The guy says, what happened? How much all the way came on the bus? He said, no, today I was 18. The head of the company gets blue, green. He says, you know what you did to us? When we got the license to running the bus company, we had to do different lines. To get the whole thing, you have to do some, lines that you lose money, some lines. This is a package deal. And, you know, we took number 7 also. If not, we don't get the deal. If we miss one day that we don't do a line, we have a fine of a couple $1,000. Not only that, every guy that didn't get to his nursing home, we have to pay all the losing of all these people. You know what you did to the company? You thought it was meshugah? You get the same salary. You think that number 18 gets a better price of you? You're doing the same thing. You do your route, you get your price. You don't do your route, you don't get the price. It's the same thing in this world. Listen carefully. Everyone has a bus number. You do what you have to do, Hashem pays in the end. Nefesh no ki v'tzadik. You're right. In life it looks, wow, number 18 is full. Number 7, mamash, nothing. But the owner of the company, he likes both drivers the same. Doesn't make a difference in fakelt. He puts number 18, the guy that he wants him to suffer, to work hard, has to fight with all the young guys that try to sneak off the bus, yeah? Number 7, you just go, you make your route, you stay by hour, go on. Same price. Every person has to know he has a tafkid, to be nefesh, noki, v'tzadik. He has a route. Shachris, minchem, mayriv, zdodim, kibud av, chesed, zdokim, tamutay, rola, shunore. It's a whole comes and tells you, but look what is going on in 18. Wow. If you know Ilama Maise, look, he's giving okay, left and right. You know what you're doing, yeah? Maybe you gave once a shekel to someone. You don't have nothing to give. If it's Ilama Ruchni, look, he's Marvitz Teira, you're doing nothing. Look, he's printing for him, you're not. It's Ilama Chesed, look, he has 5 organizations under his name, yeah? You need a chesed from all the organization. You feel terrible. But it's exactly like the guy in number 7 and number 18. Why I'm saying this? If a person comes with this in Muna, to Rosh Hashanah, he could start to daven. The Yitzhahara doesn't want you to daven with Hashem. Daven to Hashem. I want to be an Adam Shem. I will serve you, Hashem, exactly what you asked me for to do. You give me the abilities to do more, I will do more. I'm doing the line you gave to me. I give you the line you gave me. I'm not going now to the shayl in Olam and Neshomas, if it's taken too great of Neshomas or not. Zilam Hashanah, what is the MS? If it's higher Neshomas and lower Neshomas, and could be number 7 is from lower Neshomas, and number 18 is higher Neshomas. But I want to know, it doesn't make a difference. If you're from lower Neshomas, you will not get to the higher Neshomas. You have to do your tikkun in your part, in your branch. But this is really dvarim amukim and not nagia to learn baregelachos and not berabim. A person has to know you finish your route, you'll be the best. And I want to tell you, there's not a person in the world that can't finish the route that he was given. And the nisyonis are doable. The Yitzhahara makes you to look the whole time to the sides. And you try to take different rides. You're just doing the wrong thing. I'm not saying a person has to not to start to do the most that he could. Because it could be this is in his root. But when it's in his root, he will manage to do. He will get to do it, and he will manage to do it. Hashem wants him to daven for it. Hashem wants all the things. But this is the emunah of a person. You have to understand, the yesod of Rosh Hashanah is to be emunah and b'ir ha'olam. He's Melech Ha'olam. He doesn't need us. Aber v'avisa tehilo mikrutzi choymer michandite neshoma v'hi tehilo secho. Lo yehuman ki yisuper. Lo yehuman ki yisuper. This is what you wanted. And we are here to do it. And we could serve you. Erev Rosh Hashanah comes. Every person has a route. What he has to do tonight. What he has to do tomorrow morning. What he has to do tomorrow afternoon. How Rosh Hashanah will pass. This is the first part of the Avodah. The second part, a person has to know Tefillah HaTagreis HaKoyach. We spoke about it the last times. Tefillah HaTagreis HaKoyach. A person davens to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, we said the Malchus, the Navada, this is the Avodah to believe. In the same hand, I know it sounds fakert. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lomo yoimu mitzrayim, limoy roi tziyom la'arogu yisom be'orim, ulechalesom me'al pnei adomo, shuv mecharoi napecho. Moshe Rabbeinu has been saying sorry. says lama yom mitzrayim lemoy beroy tzion la'orig yisrael be'orim lecha lo'yisrael klayis od the eagle. She wants to kill everyone. Lama yom mitzrayim lemoy beroy tzion la'orig yisrael be'orim lecha lo'yisrael ma'apnei adam shuv mecharoy dapecho. And Hashem says solachti kidvarech. Moshe knows that Hashem knows that lama yom mitzrayim bichil Hashem, but he doubted. Hashem wants her tefillas. A person has to believe when he's standing in Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned the Lecha Mishnah. Say B'Ktzora again. The Lecha Mishnah says that the Ir Shirov Avei Kesimiyat Chareivo Shenemar Chat Asdoim VeAmoiro Kiraboi. So we learn Pshat Kirabi. Rashi learns that they did terrible things. Ketzakosu, that little girl that they covered her with honey because she gave tzedakah to the honey. That Sdoim was Rov Averis. Himiyad Harevo, Frag the Lechemishne. How Avram Avinu says, for 50, for 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. The Ramah Paskin, Irshich, Miyad Malav, Simiyad Harevo. How Avram Avinu said, Cholil Lechashevet Kalores, Layas, and Mishpot, Lomis, Rosh Katzadik, Vayatzadik, Rosh, Cholil Lechashevet Kalores, Layas, and Mishpot. But Avram didn't ask, please forgive Sdoim. He said, Cholil alecho ha-shefet kol ha-oretz lo yase mishpot lo'om yitzadi koroshe. Cholil alecho ha-shefet kol ha-oretz lo yase mishpot. And Hashem says, yeah, if it's 20, if it's 10, I can't kill the city. It's a mess of Evroi Vaveiras. When you say, Ribbono shel Olam, you have to save me. I want to. Leman cho Elokim chayim. Give me a life. Give me a koyach to be a different person. And Hashem gives it. And if you don't say it, He doesn't give it. You think the whole Rosh Hashanah passes. What is the difference if I say or I don't say? No, Azay does. Avraham Avinu says, Loma yom mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael saved. He doesn't say, Loma yom mitzrayim, they're not saved. You say, Mishon al Avraham Avinu be'ara meiriyo, Hu yaneinu, Hashem saves you. You didn't say it, you don't have it. Even though Hashem knows about Avraham Yitzchak v'Yankov, He knows Mishon al-Lechana, Mishon al-Vazara, B'Kifresh, He knows all these things. But you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. It's not a stick what we said before Malchus. Because this is what Hashem gave us, that our job is to daven. And if you are daven, how much you need to daven, and you mamlich, and you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the good year will come. The good year will come. But you have to work on it. Now the third thing a person has to know. The Yetzer is machlish. Not to believe that things will change in Rosh Hashanah. It's apikosis. Everything changes in Rosh Hashanah. We don't see it. Silver, famous miser. So Gvira Shehid came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Very big deal. Because he did a bit of shtadlis. He put in already a couple hours, 10 hours, 20 hours. Because he wanted to know if he's going to do more shtadlis. So Reb Chaim told him, I don't think so. I know 2 days a year I do shtadlis, Rosh Hashanah. Then no more difference what happens later. These 2 days I do a lot of shtadlis. Later doesn't make a difference. I doubt that the rest happens with Meila. This is the Metzius. It's a deen. A person has to believe in it. The Yitzhahara doesn't want it to believe. You have to know, so much Hanogas of Rosh Hashanah, the Kittel, the Simonim, all these things. The idea behind all of these things is that we have to live like we believe that Hashem has done the world. It's all the Minhagim, all the Tfilis, all the Atzev that we put ourselves around. Is to believe that Hashem is running the world. The Yetzer doesn't want us to feel it. The Yetzer doesn't want us. He wants to be machlish us. But you have to know, if you mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you will daven, and Rosh Hashanah will come, you will have everything good for you. What will look bad is good. If it's because it's Kaporas Averis, I met a bacher from a different yeshiva, had a very hard nisayon. yelled at him, I screamed at him. Even worse. Tell me what you want from me. Let's make up, you know. So much people in the world, you're killing me. I said, I plan to do even worse to you. I mean, listen, I can't, you know, I don't understand, but everything has to be so. So I told him, I want to tell you a story. Okay, close your eyes and I'll tell you a story. You're a Gilgul of a tzaddik. Say the name. You're a big Gilgul of that tzaddik. He was mamish kodesh v'toyo, this person. Everything. One time in his life, his only chet is that he had a gul. Ra. So they decided to bring him back to this world, to put you in your neshama, and to menasin you in your dusha. If you manage to break, it'll be a tikkun to his neshama. And now, you're coming to me, and I'm yelling at you, what you want, to go to someone else. I listen, the time, it passes. You come up to the Shammai, says, no point, you came back. They decide they'll make it so hard, and you'll break it, and you'll be a tikkun back, and you'll be back, that God Lado. So now you want to tell someone, take it easy. You know, another generation, you know, let the go off a bit. Yeah? Meshuga? We don't know the Cheshbein Shammai. We don't know Cheshbein Shammai. Why Hashem is giving us this, and why Hashem is not giving us this. But everything is good. Everything is givaldik. And if we daven k'moshe tzorich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that nisyonis will be that nisyonis, and we'll go to the derech ha'emes, and if not, we'll eat zchuyas, and the nisyonis in the wrong way. For 2 days. Now, the same avoida we have, avoida of shofar, the Shlo HaKadosh state, shofar chutz from all of the mitzvahs hayoyim sheboi, Hashem made a koyach hasgula, we see even Matan Teire, was called shofar chazak, v'yom b'yom ahu, he took on shofar godel, is an oilam that is called oilam ha-shofar. And oilam ha-shofar is near oilam ha-tshuva. When a person can open himself to oilam ha-tshuva, oilam ha-shofar opens the door to him, and his machmis, this was mekabel, from Rabbi Yisrael and Yonim. So my Rabbi Yisrael explained to me that Olam HaShofar, the Shlo explains, he opens the keach to go into Olam HaTshuva. And when a person bezman tkiya HaShofar, and you have to mechavet to be yoytze all the mitzvahs hayoyim, Ashiyom yoytz kruha b'yoponecho yahaloichun. But again, to mechavet, to be mamlich the Ribbono shel Olam, to believe that he's kol tzochel. The Shofar is mesamel the melech. B'riyas ha'olam, Mashiach. And I believe every single thing ha'olam, everything that has happened to me. If someone steps on you in Rosh Hashanah, I'll tell you, I dive in a place. And I don't want to sit near. And you know, every Rosh Hashanah I struggle with it because I don't want to sit near that person. This is my davening. So I daven to Hashem that they will not put me near. And I come to shul and I see he's near me. I can go to the Gabbai and I will ask, they will change him. But Hashem sent him. If I'm asking the Gabbai to move him, so I don't believe that everything is from Hashem. So the whole Rosh Hashanah, I go to the Gabbai, I come back. I go to the Gabbai, I walk back and forth for an hour. Now what I do is I call before Rosh Hashanah. Because I can't do Rosh Hashanah, it's a stira. You can't, this Mishas the Shofar. You believe. Everything is from Bira Olam. Everything. Nothing is from a person. Everything is from Bira Olam. You have that Machshav Mishas the Shofar. Also, you do Tshuva Mishas the Shofar. Now, you can't do Tshuva out of the protein, but you make Kabbalah and yourself a Kabbalah. So, in a certain way, Tshuva, you will do Tshuva, but not, but a real Kabbalah. When you will do it. But you will change yourself. You'll be a different person. You will do Route 7 with the ganze k'mo shetzorich. You will do it k'mo shetzorich. You make kabbalah kabbalah gemura. You say b'sheir says again to make kabbalah epes a mesirus nefesh. Epes a mesirus nefesh. Again, you ask me to kill yourself and epes a mesirus nefesh. Now the say that kia we spoke with a couple of times b'shas the first kia. You say Rebbein Shalom, you gave us a neshama noki. Shvorim truabu melach lechet in chet. We embarrass this garnish that you don't have to look at, and you mask him to look at. And what we're doing? We're doing different things. Hashem bichvoydu beatzma is coming to speak to you, to see you, and you're busy with shtusim. We're embarrassed. We have charota. Abatkiya, we're mekabel on ourselves that we'll be different people better than Hashem next year. As we're changing gods. This is the avoid. If a person takes on himself, I want to tell you two things. Practical, maybe three things. No one, I speak on myself, can oivet Hashem when you're tired. The chokhmah of the Yitzhar is make you tired. The three nights that I go to sleep, the earliest of the whole year is tonight. Four nights. Two nights of Rosh Hashanah and Lel Yom Kippur. If you're not tired, you wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock, you say Pesukei Dezimra, you have a koyach to stand, you say it word by word, Hoidu LaHashem, Kiru Bishmo, Yoidiyu V'amim, Shiru Loi, Zamru Loi, Sichu B'cholim. The words, just say the words. If you say words, I want to tell you a secret. You don't need to have a lot of koyach to kavanah betfila. If you say the words slowly, you have the best kavanah. Say Rosh Hashanah, Oleinu L'Shamchich La'adayin HaKol. שלא יסונו כגוי הרוצס, שלא יסמנו כמשפחו יסע אדומו, שלא יסום חלקנו כהן, שמשטח ולהם אנחנו כהירים, משטח ומומוידים לפני מלך. Thank you, ריבן שלא ילום. We could have known when you're alone, פסיכה למלכייס. You know, I could have been a guy, I could have been an Arab, blowing up in a bus. I could have been a Yid in Manhattan, a guy in Manhattan. And I'm a Yid, that I could daven. Ribbon Shem, so thank you. Oleinu L'Shabeach. You know, in the end of the world, all these people will disappear. They will steam out. They're not existing. And what was they getting? Aleinu l'shabeach. Shelo yasonu kigrei arotzes. Shelo yasomonu kimishvois. Shem mishtachim. Anachnu koyim mishtachim. Moedim fnei melech alochim. You get excited. So you say word by word. You say it like a kid. There's the secret. Just to say it. Ein kelekeinu. Ein kadineinu. Ein kemalkeinu. Ein kemoyteinu. This is the sight. If you're not tired, you could do it. If you're tired, that's what comes out. This is the sight. Be a chacham. Word by word, loud. Loud is doing the guy near you, but say it. Bechavane. I had to go to Chicago 2 weeks ago. So some tefillahs I had to dive in the plane. So I decided, no, I'll dive in Kamei Shetzorich. So Miriam was sitting very chashev position in the Goyish Welt. In the middle, he told me, you know, if the plan to be the whole flight like that, you know, I'm going to complain. You're screaming here. I can't. So I was in Rosh Manas, so I couldn't answer him. So when I finished, I told him, I'm sorry, stop speaking to my king. I said, I want to tell you, even if you would go to kill me, I'm not allowed to stop. If you shoot, then I'm allowed to stop. I serve. But and don't worry, I'm not planning to disturb the whole. I'm finishing to pray. Tell me. I'll tell you, first I thought, you're so mad. You even didn't blink at me. I said, no, I respect. A person has to feel. We have Bira Oilam. We davening to Bira Oilam. We davening to Bira Oilam. We davening to Bira Oilam. Doesn't make a difference. Not to say, Like a person davening. Yeah? It's good that you don't have phones with Shoshone, so says you can't take them out. But a person has to daven. If you're not tired, this is the first insight. Word by word, say it loud. I'm telling you, this feeling is so full. I try every time I get up Rosh Hashanah, they have in the machzerim, it's filled from Rabbi Rebbe Lemelech, the beginning of the machzerim. It's in first shachris. Beautiful tefillah. I say it for 5-10 minutes, it gives you such a chizik for the whole davening. But word by word, you daven for everything in the world, he davens. And every machzor is printed in this page. You see it. Fill yourself up. You don't need from outside. One thing. The second thing is, we're going to pass now 4 or 5 days. To sit and learn. Hour here, hour there. To sit and learn. Teire is meroimim de guf. What Teire does to a person, nothing does. Doesn't make a difference that you learn before and you're learning after. Doing Rosh Hashanah. chaparayin a little bit learning. We'll pick you up. And Be'ez Hashem together, we'll have a ksiva v'chasim etein. Be'ez Hashem.